More legal action involving a mold-infested library in Norman. An update on the status of lesser prairie chickens in Oklahoma. And a new art trail in Tulsa honors civic visionaries. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, August 19th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Pioneer Library System has filed a lawsuit against the city of Norman over the indefinite closure of the Norman Central Public Library. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
The Pioneer Library System filed a lawsuit in the Cleveland County District Court against the City of Norman and the Norman Municipal Authority for breach of contract and negligence regarding the Central Public Library, which was closed indefinitely in April of last year due to extensive and severe damage from mold. The mold was first detected in November of 2023. In October of 2024, the City of Norman filed a lawsuit against the contracting companies responsible for building the library, claiming the current mold issue is a result of their negligence. This new lawsuit from the Pioneer Library System claims it has suffered more than $75,000 in damages, including lost materials and the cost of having to open a temporary location. I'm Hannah France.
Endangered Species Act protections are now gone for the lesser prairie chicken due to a federal judge's ruling. Anna Pope reports on what this means for Oklahoma's prairie chicken population.
The lesser prairie chicken's habitat covers five states, including western Oklahoma. The bird's population is split in two among the states. The southern distinct population segment had an endangered status, while the northern population was listed as threatened. That included Oklahoma. Kurt Klukinski with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation says wildlife agencies in the habitat area are still collaborating to conserve the bird and working with landowners and producers.
Just because we still feel that even though there might not be federal regulations governing what happens with the species, we are still obligated to manage that species to the best of our ability.
In the ruling, a Texas federal judge found the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service scientists made an error while determining the protections. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The new Stevenson Cancer Center in Norman opened Monday. The facility brings advanced cancer care closer to patients in south-central Oklahoma. The center offers medical and radiation oncology services using the latest technology. The facility is a partnership between OU Health and Norman Regional Health System. Leaders say the center will save patients from long drives to Oklahoma City for months of treatment. A new public art trail in Tulsa connects history, community, and vision. Zach Boblett has details on the Pathway to Hope.
Six towering murals now span underpasses along I-244 in Tulsa. They connect North Tulsa to downtown and honor the legacies of Greenwood. The stories of the murals are meant to inspire future generations of Tulsans while giving a nod to the past.
It is the reason why I am here. It is a city I'd never been to, inspired by the stories that you will see now reflected every single day as you cross downtown into the Greenwood District.
That's Tulsa's Mayor Monroe Nichols. Nichols is the first black mayor in the history of the city. Each portrait in Visionaries includes a QR code linking to a detailed bio, bridging the past to the present. Zach Boblett.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.